You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Want to bring in, like I said, he's one of my favorite humans. Had the pleasure working with him for several years when I was part of the New York Football Giants broadcast team. Harry Carson joins us now. Harry, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours. I know you did something very special for Maribel. I would only imagine.
Well, good morning, Miss Anita. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Unfortunately, we don't necessarily celebrate Valentine's Day because for us, every day is like Valentine's Day.
I knew so, that was coming from you, you romantic dog, you.
Anita, with the women in my life, like my granddaughter and my daughter and my wife, I kind of, and I don't want to brag on myself, but in a way, I sort of set the bar like really high. So that whenever they start dating or seeing someone, they have to measure up to what I've already kind of established. Sometimes, you know, people can get to that level and sometimes they don't. But, you know, the females in my life that I cherish, they know that where they stand with me. And I do, I do cards. We had dinner last night, flowers and all of that stuff. We celebrated our anniversary a couple of days ago. So, she got roses and, it's all good.
Congratulations. You guys are adorable.
Thank
and it's
you.
Great to have, it's great to have you on the show, Harry. Please know as always how much I appreciate, how much I appreciate your time. First and foremost,
Anita,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have a question. I have a question for you.
For me?
So, Whenever I go places, you know, especially like going over and doing the Giants and everything show, I have to wear like a different hat because when I walk in to, the facility, I could be a former player. I could be a member of the media. I could be there for Fritz Pollard Alliance. So I have to sort of establish what hat am I wearing. So, Anita, what hat would you like for me to wear this morning?
I'd like you to wear the hat for the Fritz Pollard Alliance.
Okay.
Okay. It's really important I share with our listeners out there. You might not be aware of what this is. It's a nonprofit organization devoted to equal opportunity in the industry, of course, the industry of the NFL. And Fritz Pollard, by the way, is the first black head coach in the NFL. In 1928, he coached the Chicago Blackhawks, an all-American, all-African-American football team based in Chicago. So, and Harry is has, you know, obviously a lot of passion and a lot of involvement in this. And before we get into the events that took place with the Jacksonville Jaguars this week, let's look big picture here and where we sit right now in regard to the NFL. And yet another season where a number of coaching vacancies, coordinating vacancies that opened up, and unfortunately, the percentage of minority hiring was not, you know, what we would all expect or want to see. But meanwhile, at the same time, look at the Super Bowl championship team. It's really, really unbelievable, you know, and not just the team, but, you know, you had one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL being coached. Yeah. I know Andy Reid, but Bieniemy is really the straw that stirs that drink. And meanwhile, a phenomenal defense that in my mind won the Super Bowl with Todd Bowles and the number of minority coaches that are on the Tampa Bucks team. I mean, so just it's kind of like this microcosm, right, Harry? Like, wow, like let's celebrate this in regard to the Super Bowl and how much minority coaches were established and solidified and had such success in that game. But big picture, when you look around the league, it falls so far short.
Mm-hmm. I thoroughly enjoyed the Super Bowl. It sort of went the way I thought it was going to go. I was really impressed. Not that I was a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan in the past, but just to see Bruce Arians, what he has established there, not necessarily with Tom Brady, but the coaching staff is so diverse. To have Todd Bowles and Byron Leftwich be in charge of your offense and defense, and then to have female coaches on your staff.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't help but root for that team because of the diversity that's there. Bruce Arians has really stuck his neck out there. He's a good coach. He goes with good people. He knew these individuals, and they deserve to have won the Super Bowl and actually winning the Super Bowl in their own stadium. That was very, very impressive. As a member of the Fritz Pollard Alliance, every year we're disappointed as to what's happening, you know, during the hiring cycle. We have been frustrated. You know, we have the Rooney Rule. People say, Rooney Rule's not doing anything. Well, that's all that we have right now. And as a result of the Rooney Rule, and all of the owners agreed to the Rooney Rule when it was established by Dan Rooney back in the early 2000s, they're going against their own rule that they established. And they're trying to find ways to circumvent the rule. And quite frankly, if you are a billionaire and you've got an NFL franchise, you know, these guys do not necessarily abide by, you know, rules that have been established by well-meaning owners in the past. What they're trying to do is get the best candidate out there. But let me take my Fritz Pollard hat off just for a second, just be Harry Carson. From where I sit, Anita, I've come to this conclusion quite a while ago, and that is you can be the best, again, I'm speaking as Harry Carson, you can be the best coach on the sideline. But when it comes to people representing an organization or being the face of the organization, that's where I see that owners are very hesitant about making a person of color that face of their organization. Yeah, I mean, they can come and coach for you, but it's not just what happens on the field for 60 minutes. It's in the locker room, and it's meeting with the media, but also many of these teams that are out there, they have sponsorships with all kinds of entities. And the coach has to be that face to interact with many of those sponsors that are, you know, paying big bucks for suites and so forth. I don't necessarily know if many of these owners are willing to have a person of color be that person to be the face of the organization.
And it's working out. It's working out for Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers, though, Harry. I mean,
it is, but everybody is not like the Rooney family. The Rooney family is a different breed. You know, yep. Dan Rooney is the one who went out. He could have hired other coaches, but he chose Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin has done an excellent job with the organization, and it has had its ups and downs. But Mike Tomlin has been a survivor. You know, you have some guys who are coaches, and they don't really get the opportunity to show what they can do. If you look at Steve Wilkes, who went from Carolina to Arizona, 1 year, he didn't get a good shot. You know, you were rebuilding in that 1 year. He didn't get the opportunity to do anything. You know, I sort of went on record earlier this year, and I said, with COVID and everything that's going on in this topsy-turvy world of sports, you don't know whether you're playing or not, and all of this stuff, and guys opting out. I felt like everybody should have gotten a mulligan this year because things were not going to be as normal as they've been in the past. You're going to have some players who are going to opt not to participate because of various reasons. You're going to have some outbreaks, perhaps, and players won't be able to play. They have to be quarantined and so forth. You're not at your full capacity during a time like this. And quite frankly, I really didn't think that a coach should be fired under these circumstances, but changes were made. Now, some of those changes might have been convenient for the owners, but you know, you look at Anthony Lynn, he did a relatively decent job with a young quarterback out with the Chargers. You know, he gets canned. You know, but then you turn around and you look at a guy like Brian Flores down in Miami. He's done an excellent job. And who's to say if Anthony Lynn had just gotten another year to get everything up and going and make that move from San Diego to L.A. and all of, perhaps he could have had the same kind of luck, you know, next year.
But I hear you.
The opportunity to do things is kind of short-lived for some coaching candidates or individuals who are coaches. You look at Leslie Frazier. Leslie Frazier, you know, he was head coach with the Minnesota Vikings, and he has come back, and he has been an outstanding candidate. He turned around the Buffalo Bills defense, but he didn't get a sniff. And so, you know, owners who are out there, you're going to pass up this kind of talent? You know, a guy who has shown that he can get the job done, you know, with the Buffalo Bills, and you don't give him an opportunity? You know, there's something wrong with that. And quite frankly, I'm like everybody else. I look, I see. And what becomes very obvious to me is what I just shared with you. And those are my thoughts. I'm not gonna say I'm speaking on behalf of the Fritz Pollard Alliance. So anybody in your audience who wants to do a comment and talk about the Fritz Pollard Alliance, fine. You can do any comments you wanna do. But this is me, Harry Carson, speaking for me and what I've seen. I've been in this situation with Fritz Pollard Alliance for more than 15 years. And so I've seen coaches who've worked their rear ends off and they're ready to assume or excel to the next level and they don't get a shot. And you wonder why they don't get a shot. And it comes down, as far as I'm concerned, it comes down to color. Okay?
Earlier There was a quote, and it was on ESPN, and I apologize, I don't remember which analyst had said it, a former player, former minority player, and it resonated with me in regard to this situation, what we're talking about. And he said, the owners are inviting you to dinner, but you can't sit at their table. You're invited to dinner,
yeah,
but you're not welcome to sit at their table. And I think that pretty much sums up exactly what you're saying. Another thing, really, because I don't have a lot of time, Harry, but I want to get your thoughts on this because, you know, in covering the NFL as long as I have, and each and every year we see the coaching carousel change, where coaches who are coordinators whose teams make it to the postseason and go far in the postseason miss out on head coaching opportunities. Not just because they're minority, but also, as we both know, man, if you're making a coaching change, you want to get that coach in there immediately. You want to get him in there as soon as possible so that he can start hiring his staff. We both know how important a staff is. In regard to those rules, and we've seen it with, you know, Bienemy, and there was talk about it with Todd Bowles this postseason. You know, don't you feel those rules need to change in regard to, you know, a team being able to, let's say Kansas City is expected to go to the postseason, maybe win another Super Bowl, but, you know, the rules change where a team could hire Bienemy before the postseason begins, and Bienemy should have the opportunity to go out and start building his staff, even though he's still preparing for a Super Bowl for Kansas City. I think those rules need to change in order to help this issue. Don't you?
Well, we're very much aware of the timing element, and it is a drawback to those who are in the playoffs. It mm-hmm. doesn't give them the opportunity, and the NFL is very much aware of that. The Fritz Pollard Alliance is very much aware of that, and we're trying to implement ways to make the interview process better and more equitable. And I have to say, you know, we're talking about the NFL, but let me just share with you. For years, people thought that or blamed the NFL. And I have to tell you that working with Roger Goodell over the last 15, 16 years, he feels as strongly as we do in regards to diversity within the league. And so it's not the NFL. It is the owners of the teams who are exhibiting this inability to see past their nose and not cast the interview net wide enough to encompass or interview more individuals and go with the best, because the best is not always the most obvious. You know, that's what Dan Rooney did with Mike Tomlin. He established himself, and I think the Steelers are very happy with what they've done, but there are other owners that need to look beyond just the color of a guy's skin and give them an opportunity. Not just as a head coach, but also within the general manager positions as well.
Again, Harry Carson joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Harry, I could have this conversation with you for hours. I really can. But unfortunately, I am up against a break. Before I let you go, just, you know, briefly, you've got a lot of Giants fans out there listening right now. You've got your finger on the pulse of this organization, because you're in those walls a lot working on the broadcast team. What are your expectations for them and Joe Judge in his second season next year?
Well, from what I've seen this year, they made tremendous strides, because again, you got a new coach coming in, new offensive coordinator, new defense coordinator, and then you have these players who've been acquired from various places around the country. And it took them a little while to mesh, but these guys have played well during the course of the season. And I look forward to them having a full season of, you know, just being able to prepare themselves for next season. I look for really good and big things from the Giants as we move forward.
Harry, again, always great to hear your voice. So appreciate your time and your insight on such an important topic. Not just in the NFL, but in sport in general. So please know that. And
your number, Anita, your number one fan sends her love.
I love Maribel. Maribel is Harry's wife, and I got to know Harry and Maribel in my time with the Giants, and they're just beautiful people. And
Maribel stole you. She's a friend jumper. Anybody that I know, she jumps them. And then they become her friends.
Right. I do. I do text with Maribel more than I text with you, Harry. just know how much I appreciate you both and love you both. And happy Valentine's Day to both of you. God bless.
Oh, all right. God bless as well.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.